time for a deep dive into the one issue that matters most in a capitalist democracy, money. This is Maggie and the Millionaires Talking Money, a joint production of the Maggie Dawn Show and the Patriotic Millionaires. Now, let's start talking money.
Welcome back, everybody, or welcome if you're just joining us. My name's Maggie Dawn. I'm the host of the Maggie Dawn Show, and we convene every day at 3 o'clock for Maggie and the Millionaires Talking Money. My special guest this half hour is Amy Hanauer, the Executive Director of the Institute on Taxation and Economic Policy. If you go to itep.org, you can find out more about their work and read their groundbreaking report just issued today that analyzes the impacts on the middle class of the collective Donald Trump tax proposals for his second term. Importantly, ITEP is a nonprofit and nonpartisan tax policy organization that works so that you and I can be better and more informed voters. Amy, wanted to jump right back in. What was the up, like, what did Donald Trump do with the tax cuts? Like, how did he make that work? Did that inure to some benefit to Donald Trump, those tax cuts in 2017? Like, I don't get it. They exploded the deficit. They hurt the middle class. So what was the point?
Yeah, I mean, I think that what we know about Donald Trump and his sort of policy priorities is that he believes that, the Republican Party wants to increase wealth inequality. There is not a priority in sort of increasing the income of the middle class and certainly of the low income families in this country. I think there's a real priority of keeping Americans divided from each other by race and by gender. And, you know, that it feeds into his priorities when the wealthy get wealthier and he's able to we're not political analysts, but able to get the political contributions from that group of people. So I think that that's part of what was going on with him. But I think that what the policy really did was to just enable corporations to pay lower taxes and enable wealthy people to pay lower taxes. And that's very consistent with a lot of things that he has always prioritized in his career.
I want to ask you, one of the things that I hear frequently from people is, look, those tax cuts are really good for small businesses. It's not about these massive corporations. It's about all of these small businesses. Did small businesses benefit most from Trump's tax cuts?
Yeah, I mean, the 296 largest and most consistently profitable U.S. corporations paid $240 billion less in taxes between 2018 and 2021 than if they had continued to pay the rates they paid before the Trump tax law. The profits of huge corporations rose by 44%, but their federal tax bills dropped by 16%. So it was not something that was directed towards small businesses. Small businesses struggle to make a profit. Small businesses often don't even pay their taxes through the court in a different way. And this is just not what that was the priority.
There's also a very real, what I'm going to call viability impact on small businesses when you see these massive corporations absolutely exploding their profit margins and paying so much less in taxes. And that is, taxes support infrastructure. Taxes support public education, which trains workers. Infrastructure allows for the movement of goods, the movement of the products that small businesses want to sell, the supply that they need to build their products, all sorts of things. And when large corporations effectively dodge their fair share of the tax burden, it makes it harder on smaller businesses simply by virtue of there are fewer tax dollars to directly invest in small businesses through various tax credits. And it weakens the ability of governments, local, state, and federal, to invest in public education, to invest in affordable childcare that enables workers to be able to work and be productive for small businesses. It lessens the ability of government to invest in our roads, bridges, and infrastructure necessary for the movement of goods. That all hurts small businesses as well. If he's reelected, Trump wants to cut corporate taxes even more. But do corporations really need another tax cut? Like, are corporations struggling right now, Amy?
Yeah, no, I mean, corporate profits are up and corporate tax payments are down. And, you know, some of the, as you were talking, I mean, some of the largest, most well-known corporations in the country, Walmart, Verizon, Disney, Meta, are some of those that had the largest tax reductions after the Trump tax law. And I think it is actually very self-defeating because some of the things that you were saying really relate to businesses of all sizes. You know, they all need a well-trained workforce. They all need an adequate infrastructure that can enable them to get their products out to market. And so it's pretty self-defeating, and I think it's pretty short-term. I think a better investment for most small businesses is to make sure that working people are able to get by on what they're paid, and to make sure that we have affordable childcare in this country, that college is affordable in this country. So I look at some of the things that, like what we did during the pandemic, where we increased the child tax credit. We cut child poverty nearly in half while putting a lot of money into the pockets of middle-income families, basically any family that had a kid. That made it easier for people to get by. And so at a time, you know, when unemployment was the highest it's been in many, many decades, we didn't really take a big economic hit because we helped people out and helped them get through that time. So
yeah,
I think there's a lot like that we could do.
Yeah, from a tax cut perspective, Amy, the tax cuts that would help small businesses the most are tax cuts that would benefit middle class and working people the most. That's not what Donald Trump is proposing. And the reason that tax cuts for middle and working people, that those should be prioritized and we should be taxing wealthy people more, is that middle class people, working people, actually consume the products that small businesses sell, and they need the money to do so. And so tax cuts that benefit middle class and working people will be the tax cuts that unlock the power of small businesses and supercharge that, not tax cuts for the wealthiest and the largest, most consistently profitable corporations. Last question, Amy. Donald Trump plans to exempt from income tax tips and overtime. Will this have some unintended effects? Very briefly, you got about 20 seconds.
Well, you know, there are really good ways to protect workers who work overtime, and President Trump weakened the existing system designed to deliver overtime pay. He was recently recorded saying that he hated to pay overtime to his own workers. Look, we want people to be paid overtime, but we do that through, it should be employers that pay that, not the taxpayers.
Thanks so much. That's Amy Hanauer, the Executive Director of the Institute on Taxation and Economic Policy. Go to itep.org to find their report and more. It'll also be in our show notes at civicmedia.us.